A former Democratic power broker famously said that money is the mother's milk of politics. If the saying holds true, then Republican Scott Milne's newborn gubernatorial campaign is going hungry. Milne, however, says the pundit class has assigned outsized importance to the role of money in politics, and despite having raised only $20,000 so far in his quest to unseat an incumbent governor sitting on nearly $1.1 million, Milne says Vermonters, especially those struggling to make ends meet, will appreciate his position.
I don't think they like the ideas of, you know, $2-3 million governor campaigns.
But Bertram Johnson, a professor of political science at Middlebury College, says that for a political neophyte like Milne especially, $20,000 isn't going to cut it. For better or worse, Johnson says that in politics, money matters.
I like to put it this way. Money cannot buy you an election, but lack of money can lose you an election.
No matter how compelling a politician's platform, Johnson says it won't translate into votes unless the candidate can bring his message to the masses. While headlines in local papers might help some with name recognition, Johnson says the grassroots organizing and media buys needed to connect with the mainstream electorate is expensive.
And if you don't have that much money, then people may just not hear of you or hear your message.
Money has become a campaign issue in the other major statewide contest this year. Progressive candidate for Lieutenant Governor Dean Corn has qualified for public financing and will receive $200,000 in taxpayer money to finance his challenge to Republican incumbent Phil Scott. Corn says his public money is, quote, clean, free from the expectation of favor and access that he says accompany private donations to political candidates.
It's just silly to think that wealthy people who didn't generally get wealthy by being stupid are going to invest their money in something that doesn't have a payoff. It's just foolish.
Scott raised about $52,000 over the last 4 months and said he plans to raise enough money to match Corn's $200,000 war chest. Scott says he's accepted money from businesses over the course of his 14-year career in politics. Never once, Scott says, did it influence his governance.
My first question isn't, did you give to my campaign? My first question is always, what can we do to help?
Shulman has raised about $93,000 since the last campaign finance filing in March and has taken in $416,000 since the last election, most of it in the form of larger donations from individuals and businesses outside of Vermont. All but $2,000 of Milne's campaign money came from out of state. Five members of a single family account for one half of his entire haul. Candidates will report their fundraising activities again in August. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.